This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchim haba. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Lamed Tes Se'if Vav. Simen Lamed Tes Se'if Vav. Nimtzu Biyad Eino Yehudi. Ve'eni Yadua Miksavan K'sherim. We just learned that anyone who is possible to write, anyone who is not Bechlal Ukshartam, is not Bechlal Uksavtam, and therefore a Goy or even a Mumar cannot write Tefillin. Furthermore, Tefillin written by an Apikoyres, the Mechaber holds you have to burn it. If it's found in the hands of an Apikoyres, you bury it. So what if it's found in the hands of a Goy? So if it's found in the hand of a Goy, in all likelihood, the Goy didn't write the Tefillin. Tony is not writing the Tefillin. You know, what's the likelihood that Tony wrote the Tefillin? In other words, if you find it in the hands of a Goy, if you know the Goy wrote it, obviously it's possible, but you don't know who wrote it. It's kosher. Why? The Stam Oiv De Gilulim Ein Bekiyin Lichtoiv. Stam goyim are not proficient in writing. Ubevada yisrael ksavay. For sure, a Jew wrote it. The ksav sofer writes in a tshuva. The dershu quotes. You could even make a brach on it. Uvefrapim mekayim oisenu sheyadua she'ein einam yehudim yoidim lichtav. Especially in our locations where it's known that goyim don't know how to write tefillin. Afilu b'sefer Torah shenimtza biyadam masik hashach delekul yam akshera. We hinge it that some Gentile plundered it. So here's a question. How could this be kosher? We just said in Sif Hei, in Sif Dalet, if it was written by an Apikoyres, you have to burn it. If it's found in the hand of an Apikoyres, you bury it. So if it's found in the hand of a Goy, is there not a possibility that a Apikoyres wrote it? It seems like it's very unlikely possibility, and it seems like we follow the Rav that probably a Jew wrote it. Okay, Sif Zayin, Ein Loikchin Tefillin Mezuzah Sram and Akusim Yosim Echdei Demehem Harbei Kedei Shalaharga Laganvan Ulagazlan. We do not purchase tefillin, mezuzos, svarim from goyim, from kusim, more than their value. You might say, you know, you want to redeem it. You want to. Very often, somebody once came to show me a whole bag of svarim that he bought in Manhattan, you know, on the street. So the guy probably stole it. So if you're going to overpay, you're just going to, just like we say, mebnei tikkun ha'olam ein poydin ha'shvuyim yaser mikdei dameyam. So also ein loikchin es ha'svarim yaser mikdei dameyam, in order not to encourage the goyim to steal. Says the Mishabur Yoyser, avo b'ma'ad Yoyser mishavyon, a bit more than the market value, dahainu ad kedei chatzi dinar b'tfilin. Like a half a dinar by tfilin. That you do have to spend. Even though you're going to have to bury it, you're obligated to purchase even a little bit more than their value, in order to bury it, so that the Gentile does not come to be mezalzal in it. In the dirshu they bring, what about giving a guy a gift as a mezuzah to put up on his house? The guy says, you know, I'm afraid of the demons in my house. Or the guy says, I'm afraid of, you know, the Halloween, he needs protection. He wants a mezuzah. Are you allowed to give a guy a mezuzah? So the Rama writes in Yaradeh Simen Reish Sadi Aleph, Sif Beis, the dirshu quotes that it's asr. But if there's a chashash misham eva, it's permitted. Are you allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to a Gentile court in order for them to use to make Jews swear? The Maritz Chiyos says yes. The Maritz Chiyos in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Beis, Shal Shajuz Maritz Chiyos, they're not buying it to learn. and there is a heter of Eva, so you're allowed to. Are you allowed to, if you're a sofer, are you allowed to sell a sefer Torah to a conservative shul? That's a. Are you allowed to sell a sefer Torah to a conservative shul? Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelek Avsim Kufayin Dalad, there's no Isser Be'etzim, but if it's a new sefer Torah, you should not be matter it. Rav Moshe says, only be matter if it's a brand new sefer Torah, because if it was a sefer Torah that was already read from, you should be choishesh, it's considered a yerida that Oivrei Avera should utilize. Very interesting. So Rav Moshe says there's no Isser Be'etzem. In other words, if you're a Sofer and you get the conservative shul calls you, so now's your chance to charge, you know, $190,000 for the Sefer Torah maybe. But there's no Isser to sell it to them. But once it was already used, you should not downgrade it by selling it to those who are using it, who are considered Oivrei Avera. Okay, very interesting. Weiter. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Pashat, du adinim him psula machmas ansman. What if the guy, you're walking down the streets of Manhattan, some guy has a mezuzah, sefer Torah, and again, you're obligated to buy it to get it out of their hands, but not to pay a lot more than their market value. But what if they're pasul? It's pashat, says the Mishnah, even if they're pasul, gam kein chayim liknas me avdegum, kedei lagunzen, to bury it. Aval b'ksavon, epikairus, de tu'unin sreifa, ein tzarach likach mehem, to buy it from an apikairus. So now you need to burn it, so you do not have to buy it from them, to save it from them. Okay. Siv katan yudches, harbe. You don't pay a lot more. V'yaf al pikein lo yisalik atzmei, so take a men af sha'omer harbe. Ah, says the Mishnah Berurah, you need to learn the art of negotiations. You need to know how to negotiate a good deal. Just because the guy says the mezuzah is $100, everybody knows that, you know, you negotiate. You say, I'll pay 10 cents. 10 cents? It's worth $1 million. 10 cents. Okay, fine. $40. Nah, I'll pay 11 cents. 11, you know, you have to know how to handle. You have to engage him. Maybe he'll come down to your price. But if he's going to be stubborn, you leave it in his hands. It is explained in Shas. Shas says when you're handling with Goyim about Stam, you're not allowed to say, really? I'll give you 3 cents. Because you might get them really angry. So in other words, if you're out of the country and they want to sell you a watch for $150, so if you want to say 3 cents, then and get them upset, you're allowed to do that. But don't do that by stam, because they may come to be mezalzel in it. Okay, we're going for the double header, I see. So the second part of today will be short. We'll do sif ches and tes. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.